Padres seeking a split of their four-game series with the Mets. Manuel Margot hit a leadoff homer in the first. He's back at the plate, bottom two in a 1-1 game.
Flexen working awfully hard here. 1-1, bases loaded, one out in the second. It'll be an 0-2 to Margot. Here it comes. And it's lined in the air, deep to left center. Back goes Conforto. He won't reach it. It bounces off the wall and stays in play. Blash has scored. Coleman has scored. Torrens stopped at third. Now the relay throw bobble. Torrens coming to the plate. The slide. He's safe at the plate. Three runs score. Margot on its second. It is 4-1 San Diego. First pitch to Coleman. Swinging a drive well hit to the gap in right center. Way back there. Back near the wall. It's gone. A three-run homer for Dusty Coleman, his first major league home run. And the Padres have opened up a 7-1 lead here in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
And the 2-2 to Cespedes, driven in the air, deep right center field, long way back, and heading up and heading off the base of the wall is going to chase home one. Cespedes to second, and sliding past third, hustling back now Cabrera. He jammed on the brakes by literally going down into a slide. It's a safer way to do it. Less wear and tear. 7-2 ball game now, a booming double to right center field by Cespedes. 2-2 to Bruce, swinging a high fly ball deep right field. Jay Bruce hits it out, and the Mets are right back in it. Two-run home run. I don't know if the balk unnerved Torres at all. And the Met fans making noise, the Padre fans will boo in response, but here come the Mets. 7-5 now with a four-run top of the seventh inning.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three called and the ball game is over. He freezes Cabrera with a slider. Cabrera had been ahead in the count 3-0 and the game ends with Cespedes as the tying run in the on-deck circle.
Padres salvage a split of the four-game series. They take it 7-5. Luis Perdomo a bit roughed up, but he does pitch into the seventh for his fifth win this season. Before the game, the Mets traded Lucas Duda to the Rays in exchange for pitching prospect Drew Smith. It was a tough day all around for Terry Collins. First parting ways with longtime Met Lucas Duda, who was acquired by the Rays in a trade, and then seeing his team fall to the Padres at Petco Park by a 7-5 final. The Mets skipper spoke to the media following the loss.
He's got a good arm. You know, as I told him when I took him out, he's going to pitch here. He's going to pitch a long time in this league. He's just, you know, got to command the strike zone a bit better.
He had commanded the strike zone really well down in the minors this year. Do you think it was more adrenaline than anything else, or was he impacted by that first home run?
Well, it was a lot of adrenaline. You know, he did tell Dan, he said, the strike zone's a little smaller here. But it was a good experience for him. Like I said, he was going to be back. He's going to pitch. He's going to be a good pitcher. He's got good stuff.
After putting up dazzling numbers in the minor leagues, and with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies in particular, it was a rough big league debut on Thursday for Chris Flexen. He goes three innings, giving up four runs, three earned on five hits, as he fans two and walks four. Flexen spoke to the media after the Mets fell to the Padres 7-5.
It was awesome. It was still a dream come true. You know, still living the dream here. Obviously, it didn't go how I wanted to, and didn't really give us both a best chance to win the game tonight. But, still fun, good learning experience, and I think the ultimate goal here from here on out is to stay here and have a long, healthy career.
What did you learn? Learning experience. Did anything stand out to you that was different maybe than you expected it to be?
Yeah, I mean, guys at this level are a little more consistent. I thought I threw a lot of strikes. Fell behind at times, and just wasn't able to put guys away. Wasn't able to execute. Guys definitely hit mistakes here. And had a few of those tonight that cost. So.
Were you nervous, and did it kind of affect you at least to start?
I didn't feel like I was overly nervous, just the regular. I felt like I had it all my emotions under control tonight. I felt in control the whole time. Like I said, just left a few pitches up, had a couple mistakes, and that's what cost us tonight.
The Mets continue their road trip in Seattle on Friday as they take on the Mariners in a weekend series.